you're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. And Rick, in this segment, if you can't hear in the background, you can probably tell we're talking with our weekly dog rescue. We've got on the phone Carrie Selinger from German Shepherd Dog Rescue of Michigan. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Can you tell us a little bit about your rescue operation? How many dogs do you have? Tell us about German Shepherds in particular. And why people should want to either rescue them or adopt them.
Okay. German Shepherd Rescue Michigan is actually a statewide rescue, which means that we don't have one central shelter. All of our dogs are fostered in various homes across the Lower Peninsula. So the dogs that come in pretty much they've been abandoned. They don't have an owner of their own. We usually get them from a release of another shelter who found them as a stray, possibly an owner turn-in. Right now, we have been facing an awful lot of dogs that have been left and not claimed following being boarded or turned over at their vet clinic to be spayed or neutered or have something done when they've gone on vacation. So after they've gone through the process, they give us a call and say, owner doesn't claim the dog. We haven't gotten a hold of them. Can you help out?
Interesting.
The average age for most of the dogs that come in for us is about 3 years of age. It tends to be that everybody's shepherd puppies are very cute, but a lot of people then get them and don't realize how much they shed,
right?
How energetic they are.
Yeah, I would imagine about 3 years old is pretty much when the energy level is about at its peak.
Yeah.
And some of the cuteness may not be there, but the energy sure is.
So. Right. I was just thinking, hi, Carrie, this is Rick Pruce, and
hi.
I was wondering, it's a very intelligent dog, as all of us know, and just as we kind of learned from our last guest on the show, I would imagine that brings to the table a particular reason for rescue because maybe the dogs, frankly, just because people don't understand dog behavior, outsmart the owners.
Yes, that does happen an awful lot. One of their biggest draws is certainly, even when people contact us looking to adopt, is that, we've heard that they're so intelligent or, they make great family pets, which they do. However, they definitely do need structure. They need a lot of training. This was a breed that, is extremely versatile, but originally was designed to herd all day long, so their energy level is quite high. And not to say that we don't encourage spoiling our pets, but Shepherds are definitely one that doesn't do very well being spoiled like it's a human being.
Yeah, and one thing that I noticed, Mike Morgan, that was on the show earlier, he's very structured,
yes,
very disciplined, and that makes a lot of sense. On our show, what we usually try to do during this situation is try to get the right person to the right dog, and that's really, really helpful right there.
Right, extremely helpful. It definitely is a dog that needs, right off the get-go, even when people adopt, again, a common downfall is that people, it's been rescued, so I need to have it love me first. And no, these dogs are definitely like raising a teenager. you need to bring them in. These are the rules. These are the guidelines. And they're like, oh, got it. Respect you. I love you. And now I understand what's going on.
And you screen for that to some extent? Is there situations where you have to say, hey, go find a different breed, Lhasa Apso or something like that?
Absolutely. Actually, we have... I've been running the rescue since 1996, and we've actually changed, modified since then. But now we pretty much just start with an application. I don't tend to talk to people on the phone because I learned that they kind of get a vibe for what we're looking for, and they may fill out the application veered towards that.
Uh-huh.
So we start with the application. We do have some questions on there that are specifically kind of our red flags for German Shepherds.
Now, if somebody doesn't quite get it, is there a way they can kind of be brought into the fold, if they're receptive?
Yeah. Our rescue is definitely not very black and white. Every dog is, we're looking for a match for that dog, so every dog does have certain needs. So there are people that you can definitely tell, once we've looked at the application, we then do a phone interview, and while we're talking to them, we can get a pretty good vibe of, they just need a little bit of education. They definitely very well could be a great match for the dog, but they just need more help. They need to be steered in the right direction. And then there's others that definitely like, whoa, not the right dog. I don't have that much time commitment. Or, I'm going to spoil it a bit too much, and it's going to probably become overprotective of me. So we do like I said, the phone interview. We have the application, then the phone interview, and actually then after the phone interview, they have an interview with a possible foster home that has a dog that may be a match for them.
We're talking with Carrie Selinger from German Shepherd Dog Rescue of Michigan. Carrie, let me ask you a question regarding the costs involved with fostering the dogs. I'd imagine that matching people up with the appropriate dog can become a little bit costly. How do you guys go about defraying those costs for your organization?
We have, across the state, a lot of various different pet stores. We often have event days, and there's also some large event days that happen, a pet expo, family pet expo, that we get involved in. Besides that, we do off of our website, there's PayPal. We do PayPal donations, which actually sponsor a pet, sponsor one of the dogs that come in. On average, it costs us about $1,200 to really get a dog ready for adoption, making sure they're spayed, neutered, vaccinated, and everything else. And our adoption fee is only $250.
Yeah, I would imagine that there is an expense to doing it. Carrie, if people wanted to get to your website, can you give what the website address is?
Yeah, it would be www.migsd.petfinder.org.
Okay. And so if people had any information that they needed regarding your organization or even advice, is there a phone number or are you available to talk with a German Shepherd owner or adopter to kind of steer them through that what they're going through might not be as big of a deal as they think it is? They just may not be as well informed about how to care for the dog or the particular breed nuances.
Right. The telephone number where they can reach me personally would be 269-209-5129. Does have a barking dog on there.
Okay.
Hey, Carrie, I do know a pet store that would be more than interested in having a little benefit out there. So by all means, get a hold of me when you're in the store next time.
Sounds great.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in and being on the show. We've been talking with Carrie Selinger from German Shepherd Dog Rescue of Michigan. Thanks, Carrie. We appreciate your coming in.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Rick, we're about out of time for this week's show, but I do want to talk a little bit about next week's show, because last week we had the opportunity to talk with the Department of the Interior about the wild horse auction that's going to be taking place in Midland. It is going to be taking place next week while our show is going on. So we do want to encourage anybody who heard it to and is interested to go there. But we're going to continue talking about the topic of horses and horse care and horse behavior, as well as even dealing with a horse rescue operation. So that'll be an interesting story. I mean, I've seen some dogs that are pretty big, but the idea of rescuing a horse, that's a new one. So we do want to encourage all of you to please tune in next week on Saturday at 11 a.m. for next week's show of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. And once again, let me remind all of you listeners to please, please, please take great care of your pets, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.